Germany reaches a deal to nationalize one of its gas giants as Russia continues to squeeze European energy supplies. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Dusseldorf-based gas giant Uniper is one of the biggest importers of Russian gas in the country. So big, the nation's economy ministry, in a statement today, called it a central pillar of German energy supplies. But the company has been reeling in the wake of Russia's decision to significantly curtail supplies to Europe in response to Western sanctions for its war in Ukraine. And today, the German government reached a deal with Uniper's Finnish owner, Fortum, to nationalize the company. The BBC's Damian McGuinness has more on that from Berlin.
Since September, there has been no Russian gas at all flowing through the main pipeline route, which is Nord Stream 1. And that means that despite a bailout of Uniper, a state bailout that we already had in July, which is worth 15 billion euros, that has not been enough. And so now the German economy minister, Robert Habeck, confirmed this morning that the state would now become the main shareholder. In fact, pretty much 99% of Uniper's shares will now be owned by the German state. It is almost $8 billion that now the state is forking out on top of the $15 billion that was already supplied by the state in a mixture of loans and loan guarantees and direct help in the summer to keep Germany's energy supply stable.
And also today, interesting in the context of what's happening over here in Europe, where we're seeing governments do what they can to sort of help consumers with these higher energy prices. Germany's economy minister, though, today announced a new consumer gas tax that he wants to go into effect October 1st. What is happening with that?
Yeah, now this is incredibly controversial and very complicated. So what we see now is three major packages in total, and that is amounting to billions and billions of euros of help for individual companies and households. At the same time, though, the government says it needs to stabilise the market, so it can't have companies going under, companies like Uniper. I think a lot of people were hoping that this gas tax, effectively, as you described it, Victoria, that would be scrapped, because it is incredibly controversial. Because on the one hand, the government is helping households and companies with cash handouts almost. On the other hand, the government is also saying, well, everyone needs to chip in with this surcharge on gas payments in order to prevent companies going bust. And I think this surcharge is a very controversial thing, which is still up for debate to a certain extent. But it looks like it probably will happen, and it would mean that would add on money to bills.
The BBC's Damian McGuinness for us in Berlin. Thanks so much for breaking this down.
Thank you, Victoria.
Well, on news of that nationalization, Uniper shares have plunged more than 30% in today's session in Frankfurt. They're down more than 90% since the start of this year. Checking some other numbers now, the euro is trading below parity to the U.S. dollar. It's down about 0.6% in today's session on rising geopolitical risks. European stock benchmarks, meanwhile, are flat. London's FTSE is up about 0.5%. It's been boosted this morning by commodity shares. Global oil prices are up 2.5% amid ongoing concerns about supplies as the war in Ukraine escalates. Well, as we've been discussing, rising energy prices are a key concern for people across Europe as we head into the cold winter months. Already, the UK government has announced plans to cap price increases for households, and today it vowed to do the same for businesses with the aim of avoiding widespread bankruptcies and job losses. Alongside efforts to keep ballooning bills in check, governments are also searching for new energy sources to eliminate their dependency on Russian supplies. Margrethe Vestager, one of the European Commission's executive vice presidents and its competition commissioner, told me funding alternative technologies will be a crucial element of this transition.
The energy crisis is accelerating the green transition. So it's really important to keep the investment signal strong so that we invest in renewable energy, in the hydrogen production, of how to make hydrogen industrial scale, how to find new ways of using it. And then we have the Repower EU proposal, which will fast forward permitting and investment support for renewable energy.
Are there any specific projects that you've seen that stand out to you that are particularly hopeful in helping Europe reduce its dependence?
You see projects from big and small member states. You see projects from big and small businesses. There is sort of a hydrogen ecosystem in the making that is really strong. while at the same time, other technologies, we have a project to decrease the energy use of semiconductors, and the carbon footprint of technology needs to be reduced, which is why these projects to find more and more energy efficient technology is integrated in what we do, both in hydrogen, but also in standalone projects.
It's sort of twofold, isn't it? Because it helps with energy independence, and it also works toward common goals of more environmentally friendly technologies.
Yes, and I think it has made us see the world in a much more diverse manner. Right now, we have seen the success of diversifying into liquefied gas, LNG, instead of the Russian pipeline gas, so that storage is full. We can calmly look towards the winter that is coming. And that has made us more integrated with parts of the world where we did not have this sort of import of gas as a commodity. And I think that is also healthy for the future, that we need to diversify much more when it comes to essential inputs, also when it comes to raw materials. Because a lot of raw material used to come from Russia, from Ukraine, and obviously it's not sustainable in the long run to have very high dependency on very few vendors in risk areas.
I suppose the big question around some of these investments is how long it might take some of these technologies to really take off, because the need is now. Do you think some of these projects have shorter term horizons than others?
Some do, and we also have standalone projects to use hydrogen in high-intensive energy usage that can be, for instance, steel, to move forward to a production of green steel. So it's not all, you know, gigantic projects integrated. It's also big specific projects to decarbonize production so that everything in the value chain eventually will become green. But the challenge, of course, is exactly as you say it, is right here and now that energy prices are really, really painful to people. And at the same time, we need to push forward with solutions that only would have a mid or long-term effect. And that, I think, is really important for any policymaker to do our best to provide solutions here and now, but not losing the long-term perspective, because that would only prolong the crisis.
Margareta Vestager, European Commission Competition Commissioner and Executive Vice President. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, you can hear our full interview over at marketplace.org later this morning, or catch part one wherever you get your podcasts. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.